This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I didn't make it to a ton of events, but we did drink a lot of beer, hitting up bottle shares that were event-based and just friend-based, and enjoying the fireworks over the 4th of July. So grab yourself a beer, and let's get into this episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are past the 4th of July. We both survived no firework injuries.
Yeah, man. You know, I didn't go see fireworks that day. I hung out on the beach all day. But Saturday, I ended up catching some.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
They're still going off, so you can catch them.
Some neighborhoods, man, like, it's like all night. It's like fucking Beirut.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, boom, boom.
All fucking night.
Like, oh my gosh. If you have any pets or little kids in your house, they're freaking out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, welcome. If you've never listened to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do is we talk about the beer we're drinking, beers we drank, and beers we're going to drink. So the beer we are drinking right now is from Revolution.
Hell yeah. And I'm drinking mine, which out of the Mutant Ninja Turtles glass.
Nice.
Which I love. I love that, by the way.
I got the half acre glass right here. So.
Hey, this is Tropic Hero, man. So what is it? 7%?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tropic Hero has a, what is Tropic Hero wearing, man? He's got like a midriff top on, right?
I think this is a lady.
You think so?
I guess. So. There's like a dress. There's an ankle bracelet.
That's true. Done.
Not a lot of dudes rock an ankle bracelet.
It was ambiguous for a minute, but when you pointed out ankle bracelet and the midriff, I'm like, yeah, that's totally, you're right. That's totally a her right there.
Yeah.
Hey, so Tropic Hero, man, has, it's got two malts, right? Mm-hmm. Then it's got four bittering hops, and then they dry hopped it with four different hops.
Okay.
Yeah, so eight hops total. One of the dry hops is the some experimental 438, whatever. Oh, but yeah, a lot of beer flavored beer, but super hoppy and crisp.
Right. Well, it's supposed to probably be all those like tropical hops, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of get that pineapple, the mango out of it. You get some of that, but it also is piney and grassy, just hop forward beer.
This is a contemporary IPA. This is the way an IPA should taste.
Or, you know, a 90s IPA.
maybe a little post 90s.
Yeah, it's a little maltier then. Like, it's not a, I don't want to say it's like a hop bomb where it's just like in your face hops, because it does have that malt backbone to it.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah.
But 7%, it feels like a big beer in our world of New England IPAs and like session pale ales now. It's like a hearty beer.
Yeah.
So
It's good. It's weird good. Because this is like a, you know, your quintessential IPA, right?
Yeah.
And then I feel like we haven't had one of these in a while.
I know, right? It's weird.
We haven't had a straight up American IPA in a while. It's always been you know,
New England or hopped pale ale.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is surprisingly pretty good.
Yeah, I dig it. So we're going to keep knocking these back as we dive into the show here. So, Nick, the past week was 4th of July.
Yes.
Which I don't think it entailed us getting to a lot of things.
That's true, man. You know, I think it's a time to just hang out with the fam and friends and bottle shares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hit two very powerful bottle shares, Brad.
Okay.
Yeah.
These were real bottle shares, not like friends and family hanging out bottle shares.
Right. These are like, hey, official. You know, where you, the magic of the bottle share is unleashed because everyone's, you know, it's all about brewery release stuff that you can find.
Okay.
And it's all about out of market stuff that you can bring. And everybody's trying to
thing. Can you still call them bottle shares when like most of them are cans now? Can share?
I see what you did there.
Oh, there's still so many of those large format beers that people share.
Yes.
Like those come in bottles. So
That's true.
No one's rolling up with, I got 312. Let's go. Anyone have this?
Yeah, 750 milliliter can of dry hot 312. Yeah, it was weird because usually I wouldn't lead off like, yo, I went to a couple bottle shares, but one was a a Canada theme bottle share, and the other one was a peach beer bottle share. It was the first ever festival of peach beers.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. You usually think bottle share is either like rare beers or stouts.
Yeah, and I'm asking the peach. We'll come back to the peach beer.
Okay.
But dude, the Canada thing was a trip, man. So it's a bottle share for a guy who's turning 50.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like this thing's got maple donuts, right? It's got poutine. Fresh poutine. Everybody's got little.
Like you eat it, not like a beer.
No.
I was like,
everybody's got little Canadian flags. Molson. They had Molson beer.
Oh, was this on Canada Day?
No, this was just like the dude who we were celebrating was Canadian.
Oh, because Canada Day was what, the 2nd or the 1st of July?
You know, I don't know much about the happenings in Canada. I do know that Canadian Breakfast Style had to change his name because it wasn't a product of Canada.
Okay.
It's a short list of things I know about Canada. Yeah. but the reason I brought this bottle share up is because, like, you know, it actually drew some brewers out. So apparently Chris Betts from Transient, and they're up in Bridgman, Michigan, he drove down for this event. You know, it's a fella named Dan Burke. And then I look up and, you know, the Saint Laurent guys show up, you know, and then Beer Karma shows up. So Beer Karma is the crew that was, you know, on Pell Popper Day. That beer was made by Beer Karma. Microphone and Slapshot for a microphone party. So Beer Karma is the crew that brewed with Microphone that ended up becoming Saint Laurent, right? And I think Saint Laurent is like, they're my favorite crew right now.
Whoa,
I mean, you know, like, like at their peak, I think their stouts are just as good as any stouts that I've had this year, right?
Okay, nice.
And, you know, there's some misses, but a lot of IPAs are really good. I'm just a big fan of their stuff.
Cool.
But yeah, man, tons of cool stuff shows up at this bottle share. So
any like standouts from it that you got?
Yeah, well, after I had the all dressed ruffles, have you heard of those? That's like Canada's number one flavored ruffle. There was so much Canadian stuff. It was so funny, man. Like all Canadian like playlist. It was weird, man.
So all dressed ruffles, like are they just ruffles with like a bunch of like everything bagels?
Exactly. It's the everything bagel. The cool part about this party, man, it was like these seniors in the back, you know? And I'm thinking like, you know, these seniors are talking about like going down to like Side Project and cop the latest pulling nails, right? And they're like, you know, they had to be in their 70s. But they were like all into like, you know, like beer doesn't have like a look anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's an all skate. Like everyone's into this, which I really dug. Kentuckley, which is a double breakfast stout, bourbon barrel aged breakfast stout with Tugboat Coffee from Transient. I really dug.
Nice.
Yeah. Shrams. I think Shrams is like, they're killing it. Ferndale, Michigan, they're killing it with these meads, right?
Okay, yeah.
They had a mead called Smile of Fortune that just coated your mouth, man. This thing had cherry, boysenberry, raspberry, black currants.
So these were not just beers from Canada.
Correct. They weren't just beers from Canada. The dude was Canadian.
There was Canadian stuff.
Canadian flair, yeah.
And then the beers could be from anywhere.
And then the beers were from everywhere. It was a reason to just get down and share beers from everywhere under a Canadian theme, you know.
Okay, I feel like you should add Canadian beers, but
but what are you gonna do? You're more likely to listen to Jewel and Justin Bieber, right? And Rush. You're more likely to do that as Canadian things than get Canadian craft beer, right?
Yeah, there's not a ton of it, yeah. But I'm sure there's more now, but still.
A couple more things I liked, man. Well Works showed up. Spoonful of Love is the new IPA from Horse Thief Hollow. I didn't know they were packaging.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, that showed up. Yeah, man. I was just thinking, like, in my cellar, I have, like, three beers, right? And two of them are Dark Lord, right? Like, I don't keep a lot of beers. Like, you know, when Loose Keys threw a cellar party, it's cool to just see people bring a bunch of stuff that I don't have. So I kind of make my way over.
Oh, nice. You know, okay.
Kind of drop everything and go. So, yeah. So I went to that, man.
Very cool. So that was the first one. And then you put on your sundress and you went for the peach share.
I went to the peach bottle share, man. So I'm asking everybody today, I'm like, yo, have you ever been to a peach beer event of any kind at all? And everybody's like, no. I'm like, did you stray away at all? Can we get a stout in here? They're like, no, actually, Nick, we've already had one apricot beer, and that's enough. Like, peach only, like straight peach, like 25 different peach beers. It was so bizarre. But it was fun. Only thing about peach beers is that no brewers are making multi-peach beers.
Yeah.
So you got to break out the Tums at that point because everything's wild, you know.
Yeah.
And then
probably get like a Saison that's a little more, not acidy, but more funky.
Yeah, more funk and then more funk and fruit than acidic. That's true. Yeah, speaking of saisons, this one beer, Farmhouse Vultures, is from the crew out in Plainfield. Oh, Workforce. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it took a silver at Phobab. You know, it's got apricot in it and it's got peach in it. And one of the guys goes, "Man, this beer smells like blood." Like, it was very minerally. It had a blood-like quality because of the minerals in it. Yeah, and it was a trip because, like, I'm sure this beer when it won at Phobab was amazing. But this beer on this day, it was very strange. Like, it's something strange going on with that beer.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. But it was fun to see, man. There was a crew from LA, had a Lazy Susan. That was a sour wheat ale with three different types of yeast and peach. You know, Noon Whistle peaches, Rare Barrel peaches, you know. Like, just mm-hmm. peaches from everywhere. Yeah.
I just think of the presidents of the United States song. Peaches, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Those are two very interesting bottle shares.
They were cool. Yeah, I thought the transient piece where transient just hanging out and Saint Laurent just hanging out at a mm-hmm. at a bottle share, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I did, I guess, do some like bottle sharing, but because it was the fourth, ended up just hanging out with family, and I brought over some of that Alarmist, the Looped and the Phase Shifter, and then my uncle had cans from like Metal Monkey and all kinds of breweries out there
out in
the
Romeoville.
Yeah, out in the suburbs. So that was pretty cool to try a bunch of those and, you know, sample that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I also got to try the new Goose Island beer that's in cans, Soleil.
That's the ginger saison with kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I believe it's in stores or it's about to be in stores. I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's their summer crusher. I don't know the schedule mm-hmm. though.
Still, I'm going with the 312 dry hop.
Man, that's your jam.
Yeah, if I got to pick out those two, which I did because those were the only options.
Yeah.
At this moment, and I went dry hop 312. Yeah. Over and over again over the Soleil, which is a good beer, but
how do you feel just about ginger at all in anything?
I like ginger. I know a lot of people like, or there's a portion of people that taste like soap.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not one of those, but okay. I like ginger.
Right on. Yeah, same here. I'm a big ginger fan. Mm-hmm. I started putting ginger in the coffee because of the talk we had. Yeah.
So I was doing that, and then the only other thing I did, I hit up before we recorded this, went over to Forbidden Root and had the burger and their Small Talk, which was a New England IPA but a pale ale, so it was like 4.5%.
Yeah.
More light drinking. It was really just a cloudy pale ale, mm-hmm. like that had those like kind of pineapple-y, citrusy flavors to it.
Yeah.
And it was solid beer. The burger was great.
And was it like this, where it's like a throwback IPA, or was it like one of those that just are very fruit-forward?
Like, very fruit-forward, okay. Like light, easy drinking. It was just kind of gone before you realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But over the, I think it was over the week, I did have a beer from Collective Arts that was a New England IPA that had the mango and vanilla.
Oh, mango, vanilla. What is it? Liquid Art Fest?
Yeah.
Dude, I tell you, man, to have their stuff is, you know, is always four-pack tall boys. It's always mm-hmm. like $10. And their stuff is always very good and easy to find.
People rave about this. I have not had a lot of it.
Yeah.
This beer.
It's full on puree.
It was juice.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a beer. That was juice. If you want juice, that's perfectly fine. But when you're in, like, we had it at a party and someone had cans of it, and it was just like, when you're growing, like, Spotted Cow, Revolution IPA, Dry Hop 312, whatever else. Yeah. Then it's like, here's this juice. It's like, nah, that's not working right now. That it's like, too sweet because there's already so much sugar in beer, and then you're just like, it's so thick and you're not wanting it, right?
It's like that peach nectar and the grocery stores that comes in the big blue box, cardboard box. Mm-hmm. It's like full on nectar puree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could see it if you're like morning beer kind of person, if you're waiting in line for any of those bottle releases, like, damn, that beer is gonna be great.
Yeah. Or if you're at one of those parties, you know, share 3 ounces of it, 2 ounces of it with everybody.
Right,
it's one of those beers.
That's all I needed.
Yeah.
So, but that was my only, I guess, take on them or sample of them so far. But I see people sharing it on Instagram all the time, and their cans look great. Yep. So it kind of, I was like, oh, I got to try this.
Yeah.
So, unfortunate.
Yeah, that's the most extreme one. I've had some of their other stuff, and I've liked it all. Mm-hmm. The most extreme one for sure is that one, though.
Yeah. I think also that same person was had some stuff from Hop Butcher, some of the other beers, because we've had the Grid on here. Yeah. Dog on the House. Is that the
Doghouse?
Doghouse, yeah.
Doghouse. Do we have Ale America the Beautiful at Sox Park? What about was this Tavern Cut? Is that the one you had? I think that's the latest one.
I don't remember what it was. It was pretty good. Hop Butcher is another one of those breweries that people like love a lot, and I think their beers are good, but I haven't had like those like hits yet.
Yeah.
Like I'm still on, I don't know, the regular stuff, the stuff that everyone's getting. I haven't had the big stuff.
Yeah, I think the one that I'm most curious about is they have one called Blazed Orange. Then they have one called Blazed Orange, and if the words Blazed Orange are in white font instead of black font, that's the milkshake one.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very curious about that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
There is an event coming up at what's the place in the suburbs, Plank Road, but like
Like Elgin?
Yeah. There's a Hop Butcher like tap takeover, so like on the 17th. So check that out. Cool. So it sounds like we were drinking a lot over the past week. Was there a standout, a favorite beer, best thing you drank?
Man, I tell you, man, after partying with Phil Renda and those guys. Dude, I went to this the Molten Mirrors from Three Floyds. It had it reminded me of like this that instant like oatmeal, that Quaker Oats oatmeal with like peaches or apricots. It reminded me of that, and it took me back to like being like 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't my favorite beer. The stuff that these boys brought from Hill Farmstead, just clean classic saisons. Those were my favorite ones. One was called Anna. The other one was called Arthur.
Nice.
Yeah, just refreshing and golden and just bright and just fantastic.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was really – those are my favorites of the week.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think my standout was a collaboration between Purin and Cigar City called North-South IPA.
Right on.
So, right, North-South IPA. Yeah, North-South IPA. It's a New England IPA. It just – it stood out for me. Like, the collaboration, it felt like – it had a little bit of that Cigar City flair, their little bit of a taste to it. And yeah, it was just a solid beer in the can, and it was good.
Yeah.
So that was my best thing I drank.
Right on.
Cool. Well, I mentioned this event at Plank Road, but we got other events. What else is happening this coming week that people should be checking out?
Man, what are we doing this weekend, man? Oh, Windy City Smokeout is this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Windy City Smokeout is 25 breweries. They've got, man, this is an impressive list, man. They got 18 barbecue joints, and they got 25 bands over 2 days, and it sits right along the Chicago River. Some of the breweries are going to be, Wiseacre, Local Option, Wicked Weed, Burnt City, 13th through the 15th. So this is a proper summertime event. I've been to this one. It's a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Similar to that, I think today kicked off Taste of Chicago, right?
Right on.
So not beer related, but event. You can definitely drink some beer, but
yeah, some good food probably too. Find Mos Def and Quali are going to be there. Black Star is going to be
there.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's Friday the 13th, I think.
Don't they have a new? Aren't they doing something new too?
I don't know. I don't know. Or their 20th stuff, 20th anniversary. Something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Square Roots is this weekend.
Square Keg is Square Roots. Or
Square Roots. Square Kegs is also in that neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
That's the homebrew club. Yeah, it's the same neighborhood. This is Lincoln Square. Square Roots Festival. 70 bands over 3 days, and 40 brewers.
70 bands.
70 bands. Because it's in that same park where we had the closing ceremony that one year.
Wells.
Up in Wells Park. Yeah. Yeah, right on Lincoln Square. Oh, but then the Old Town School of Folk Music is up there.
Okay.
So it's a huge showcase for that program, and then just a showcase for music in general.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Is that a ticket event, or is it just kind of?
Yeah, that's actually suggested donation.
Oh, so yeah. You could walk. You can just walk in.
Yeah. Whereas like the the big festival is $45 for Windy City Smokeout.
Okay.
And if you want a 3-day pass, it's $120.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then out in Naperville, right?
Yeah, Naperville Summer Ale Fest. I've never been to that party.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a $59 ticket, noon to 5, out in Naperville.
And this is a Lou Dog event?
Lou Dog events.
Yeah. This is the one that they say
is like the best of all of them, right?
Right? I don't know. That's what you said.
Dude, I mean, I haven't been to this one. People go nuts over this one, though.
But is it just Naperville goes nuts?
Right?
Right.
I need to go.
Naperville get down, or is this like everyone gets down?
It's just everyone gets down. I feel like you're so far west that it's probably going to be like, you know, the flagship event for the Western Burbs.
Right. But if it's down, it's downtown Naperville, you can just take that train, hop right off.
That's what I would do mm-hmm. if I was going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, those are three big festivals.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check those out. There's always other ones we try to share on our Facebook page and mention when we're not throwing them up here.
Yeah.
And then there was some beer news this week, some announcements of new beers that are coming.
Yeah, for sure, man. But first off, shout out to Dark Matter. Their block party was this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got over there. People say that the this was on Saturday. This was another two-day party. Saturday, Old Irving had a raspberry IPA. And it blew through really quick because it had so much raspberry in it. So you could see them floating from across the, you know, parking lot.
Oh,
and people see that pink hue and are like, well, what's that? So it blew pretty quick. Revolution had their Cafe Edith up there. It was weird because Goose had 8 taps for Next Coast. And then they had a couple taps for Virtue Cider. So you could walk right up and get that. But people were really lined up for, like, Pipeworks, Lizard King. You know, mm-hmm. and Floyd's Necron and the Rev stuff. Like, yeah. They didn't mind waiting in line when you could just walk right up and grab one of the 8 taps of North Coast.
Yeah, yeah, people don't really want the Goose Island stuff. Like, it's good. Yeah. But if you have the option, hey, and you could always grab a beer and wait in line, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I thought that was a good party. Goose actually, like, runs it all because it's a volunteer event. So Goose runs all the taps for that. Yeah. Oh, but speaking of Goose Island, they're in the news for the Wild Red Ale that you mentioned, the Fooder Red, that's coming out this week.
I mentioned the Soleil.
Oh, you mentioned the Soleil. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so the Wild Red is another beer that they got coming out.
Okay.
Yeah. So this will be 500 milliliter bottles at the tap room only. It's a Fooder Red Ale, I think they're calling it. It's been 6 months in Fooders and then another 12 months in bourbon barrels. 6.6%.
And that comes out this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes out this weekend, tap room only. I'm very curious about that one.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to make it over there, try it, or pick up a bottle.
Yeah.
See what it's all about.
This week, the Creek from Dovetail is gone on tap at Hopleaf.
Yeah.
On July 10th, which might be like in a day or two, right?
I think that's today.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So that's today.
Yeah, today.
Yeah. And then also the Goose Island Boys announced the variants for Bourbon County 2018.
Okay. Wait, so the Dovetail one goes on tap, but you can't buy it yet.
You can't buy it yet. You buy that on July 14th, which is this weekend.
Right, so you can use your Dove dollars?
You can use your Dovetail dollars. I'm using my Dovetail dollars this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going over to Malt Row. I'm going over to Malt Row, use my Dovetail dollars and get my bottle. Okay. Oh, so we're going to drink that next week.
Oh, nice. Okay. Awesome. Sounds good.
I'm excited about that because I'm probably not going to go to Hopley.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you can have the bottle, yeah, you don't need to.
I mean, I want to go to Hopleaf. I just never make it. I never make it to Hopleaf.
Yeah. Even though you're up that way now, it's not far.
I had a hard enough time getting. I went to the North Shore Cider Company on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And it's like at the end of the block. As soon as I wake up, if it's 80 or more, the whole day at the beach. We cancel everything. Okay. We go to the beach all day.
I did hear my buddy was raving about Rogers Park Social Club.
That's what I hear. I hear good things. So
you're all about those cocktails, Rogers especially Park, in the winter. Winter comes, you're going to have to make it over there.
Man.
All right. But back to beer, back to Goose Island. We have variant announcements.
Yeah, man. You know, this on paper is the most interesting lineup I've seen from these guys probably ever. Okay. Right? So there's this wheat wine, right, which we've never had. Orchata is a new one.
Oh, Orchata. I think it's as good as Blue Moon Orchata. They like Blue Moon
Orchata. The nose on Blue Moon Orchata was superior to this.
Orchata, that does not, I'm going to say, I don't think that's going to hold up very well.
Yeah, cinnamon and lactose. And it's interesting because BCS is already a very cloyingly sweet beer, right? And then you're going to add lactose, which is milk sugar, to that. Mm-hmm. So party on. You could clean it up with some cinnamon, but
yeah.
Let's see. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then the return will probably be back. And then coffee, but the return of vanilla, not vanilla rye from a few years ago, but like OG vanilla.
Oh, wow.
The original vanilla. And then the return of bramble rye.
man.
Which was blackberries, raspberries, and a rye barrel versus the bourbon barrels.
I could see taking that vanilla and horchata and doing some blends.
For sure. Oh, and then we forgot Neapolitan.
Oh, okay. So there's probably a few people that remember this at FOBAB.
Yes.
In the early days of FOBAB, at the Plumbers Union,
yeah.
Lafleur would often show up with a random keg.
Yeah. The very first story on Chicago Beer Geeks ever in 2010 was a tour of Goose Island led by Lafleur. And I think Neapolitan is like number one in the all-time power rankings for variants that I've tasted. Okay. Now, it's never been bottled, but as far as I know. But on draft, I've had it at Great Taste of Midwest, and I had it at the brewery, what, like probably 7 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for me, that's the holy grail of variants. Like King Henry, all of rare, all of them. The best one I've had is Neapolitan.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. You think it's because that was your first story and it like...
I think it has some sentimental value.
Okay.
And like you're drinking it and you're like, well, why does this exist and I haven't heard of it, right? Mm-hmm. All of that plays into it. Yeah.
But, so that might be your one this year you're going to chase hard.
We'll see, man.
Because there's going to be... coffee as well, I think, I'm sure.
Yeah, coffee and prop will be back. Wheat wine, horchata, Neapolitan, bramble rye are the others.
If you had to, like,
and the OG.
If you had to pick one that you were going to go after this year, what do you think it's going to be?
What about that bramble rye, though? I mean, it's going to be Neapolitan for sure. Okay. But then right after, man, vanilla?
Not horchata? Like horchata is gonna be interesting.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at I do wanna try it, but if I just can only pick three of these, Neapolitan, Bramble, Vanilla would be the ones I get.
And you don't know what the prop is gonna be.
And we don't even know what prop is yet. It's on the label.
Oh, it says what it is. Yeah, so they already know. Okay.
They know.
Oh.
We just didn't do a good job of reporting it in the news. Just
look it up. So last year's was the Banana Foster's one. So they usually spend a long time kind of going back and forth, making sure this prop variant is correct. As I think we mentioned when we were talking about it a long time ago on the previous episodes, where they have like tastings, then they kind of can go back and refine them, and then they come back again, they kind of narrow it down, and then from there they kind of pick the winner, and that's the one they run with. So last year was the Banana Foster's. This year, Nick's still hunting it down.
Yeah, man. I was excited about, what are we talking about? Oh, last year was Private Reserve, the Knob Creek 11 year.
Right, the Brooklyn, or not the Brooklyn.
The Brooklyn.
The Reserve Bourbon County, right? Yeah. That one?
That one, yeah.
Okay. Man, so this is huge. So that lineup, you're going to be dropping some serious cash. Any beer collector, I don't know, anyone who's trying to get all those variants, you better start saving. This was Goose Island and AB being like, hey, start saving now.
Jesus Christ. All right, here we go, man. Let's,
I think it was that blue label, right? You passed up the light blue?
No, that's Reserve.
Oh, that's light blue is Reserve? That
You're
one?
Right, prop, sorry. Oh, cacao nibs and chocolate.
Yeah.
Man, we did all that for cacao nibs and chocolate. God damn it.
I was thinking like... I would almost think it was going to be peach. Like, I was expecting peach after all of our peach talk.
You know, we need more brewers to make multi-peach beers. Because, dude, the Tums was right on time with this peach bottle share. But I do like the ambition of rooftop fireworks peach bottle share. I'd love the ambition on that.
Chocolate, Bourbon County prop. I feel like you could have done better. You gave us – I'm surprised horchata wasn't the prop. And they didn't run with that.
Yeah. But.
Somebody must have tested that, and that beer tested well and did well.
Do we want to know what's in horchata?
Yeah.
All right.
What color is, it's got to be, is it purple?
Horchata is like a cinnamon color.
Oh, okay.
Like a brick color. Ceylon, cinnamon, vanilla, and lactose.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, don't know much about Ceylon cinnamon.
No, I don't know. I'm sure we will find out November.
Yeah, November. They're probably going to, you know, it's going to be, they're free, they'll pasteurize it because of the issues before.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then the ones that they made before on this list were Bramble and Vanilla. Right?
Yeah.
Those are two 500-foot home runs, especially Vanilla.
And Coffee was Coffee salad. People love coffee.
Yeah, coffee's good every year. I had a guy. We were waiting in line at Beer Bistro for you know, for their stout takeover, and we had a guy who had gone to you know, that he tried coffee the night before at Patty Long's.
Okay.
He had coffee. He had a chance to get coffee and reserve, and he said he thought coffee was better than the reserve last year. Coffee has its own fans. I didn't think this year's coffee was that good. But traditionally, coffee is like one of the better ones.
Yeah, yeah. I love fresh coffee beers, but they do end up packaging all these sometime in September just because they have to. Look at these labels for beers that are getting released in November are already have to pass the legal loopholes there is. So.
Yeah. Man, it's giving me flashbacks of going to the Barrel Warehouse and hanging out with brewmaster Jaron Jankowski and really just walking through all of them and then listening to like his backdrop as a head brewer over at Nuclearis and then tasting all these beers all at once. I mean, AB gets a bad rap because, you know, they're the evil empire.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're whoring out a lot of the beers that start at Clark, at Fulton, and then they make them mass production in Baldwinsville. We tend to forgive them when Bourbon County comes around and we all go hunt it out.
Sure.
Yeah, just that's the loophole dealing with those boys.
I guess, yeah. But we should see if we can get over there for even before September and like get, I guess, the hype train going, right? Like even if we don't have to try them, let's go and find out like kind of what's happening this year. Like what was the reason for like 50 different versions?
Yeah, and then I love some of the backdrop stories. You know, they were saying how for the Banana Foster's one, that brewer came 3 straight years with different banana beers.
Yeah.
You know, I love hearing about, you know, the internal journey of BCS when the trials are happening.
Yeah. I want to talk to that guy that comes with like the one that gets rejected.
Like what was the lowest ranking one?
Yeah.
I want to know that one. Yeah.
Who's that guy or girl that's like, I wanted to do Kale Bourbon County.
Man, what did they say? Like, they said some real crazy something, like grapefruit or something. It was just like, Bill's like a basil or something.
Yeah.
You always hear somebody doing that, and you're like, you could have put anything in it. You said, bring on that fucking basil.
Nice. Anything else in the news or anything else to mention before we get out of here?
Yeah, for sure. The BJCP, man.
Oh.
Beer Judge Certification Program, they have... 4 new styles that they're recognizing. This is the first update since 2015.
Okay.
So here go your new styles, man. The Burton Ale.
Burton Ale, okay.
Yeah. New England IPA.
Okay. I thought we already knew that.
No, yeah, we did, but that was for JBF.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So the BJCP is a different thing. Katharina Sour and the New Zealand Pilsner.
New Zealand Pilsner. Is that just because it's like New Zealand hops?
Yeah, a New Zealand type hop. Medium body and a clean fermentation. Yeah. So it should be hop forward yet refreshing and drinkable. That's the New Zealand Pilsner. Oh, but this Burton Ale is a
hoppy Pilsner is kinda okay.
Yeah, you know who does a good hoppy Pilsner is Pivo.
Pivo, yeah.
Firestone Walker.
Good. Yeah. But I would guess I wouldn't have thought that was a New Zealand.
No, it's not. I mean,
I'm a hoppy pills.
Yeah, I've never actually I guess if you're using I want to say Mosaic.
Is that New Zealand?
Maybe.
Whew. I don't know. I don't know where all my hops are from.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So Burton Ale. What's a Burton Ale?
Burton Ale is a... it looks like a bitter dark ale, strong alcohol, fruity notes, and maltiness. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Sounds like a brown ale.
Yeah, but like closer to like a porter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere between a brown ale and a porter. A Burton Ale.
Burton Ale. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And then what's this other one?
Katharina Sour?
Yeah.
Light refreshing wheat ale. So a sour wheat ale with lactic sourness.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. I gotta say that New England IPA category is going to be hard to judge.
There's so many different ways that you can make it cloudy or turbid. It's so many different options.
Yeah.
You can throw flour in there. You know. You can throw lactose in there. You know.
I'd love to know what. As a judge, you would be looking for. Are you looking for those like juicy hops? Are you looking for drinkability on it? Are you looking for more pineapple or more peach? Or
right. And then honestly, I mean, they're so cloudy that does it matter if they use adjuncts to achieve the NEIPA profile? Does that even matter, right? You know, versus like, because I feel like the beers we had from like just a couple weeks ago, the Le Juice from New England, like it's still a beer, although it leans heavy and has low bitterness. It leans heavy on those type of hops.
Yeah,
it still feels like a beer first.
Yeah, so you're looking for that, or are you looking for the juice? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be and you have to drink a lot of those, as the judge often does. So you probably your taste buds would get definitely cloudy, I think.
you're on fire with these little zingers here. I see what you're doing here, Brad. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, that's it for news, man.
That's it?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Seagram 7 and
what?
No.
It's a weird close.
No. Real quick, National Dive Bar Day this week. I don't know if we talked about that.
No.
National Dive Bar Day. Everything's got a day. When is it going to be like, you know, sundress?
When's it my day?
When is it sundress and tattoos day, right? Like, I mean, we got like a handshake day. We got fried chicken day. I'm like, come on. National Dive Bar
Day. I hope that's not on the same day.
National Dive Bar Day was this week. Oh, but it struck up conversations about cool dive bars because this event was at Snickers, and people were saying, well, Snickers is cool, and it is divey, but it's very popular. And the real dive bar on that strip is Rossi's, which is a couple blocks up.
But that's also popular, too, at this point.
But I think it's, like, almost inappropriately dark, which kind of makes it more divey, right?
There was one time we were at Rossi's, and they had free chili for like the Super Bowl. It was like Monday Night Football, and they had free chili. I didn't have any chili, but some friends I was with had some chili.
They're like, Brad, you gotta get on this chili.
I don't know about eating anything that Rossi's is offering.
Oh, I mean, but the dive bar, like, cause what? Like, B Kitchen is divey.
Yeah, we've been to a few.
We've been to a few dive bars.
Liberty Ale on Western. We went to the other one on Roscoe, which.
Oh, it was like a Canadian dive bar.
Well, it was a hockey dive bar.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember the name of it.
Because it didn't have it listed, right? Like, it doesn't say it outside at all. You have to just, like.
Yeah, but it's something as generic as, like, beer room.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, that's what I used to love about the old Brew Bus, because it was kind of like, you know, you knew that people had partied on this thing. You know, it was very divey. It was a dive bar on wheels, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, National Dive Bar Day was this week, so.
Do you have a favorite dive bar, then?
Man, you know, when I was over in Avondale, man, Alice's Lounge, because it was live karaoke and it stayed open until 4.
Okay.
That was a real good one. That's the first one that comes to mind when I think dive bars.
My favorite has got to be Nilda's.
And where's Nilda's, man?
It's in Ukrainian Village, kind of like off of Wood. It's this like older Mexican lady. She's got two little chihuahuas in there. The only light in that place is the TV that's on. And then if you turn the light on in the bathrooms, that's it. The place is so dark.
That is inappropriately dark right there, Brad.
I think the dogs often run across the bar. All the beer is in cans. Like, it's Miller Lite, Modelo, Old Style, maybe one or two other ones.
Yeah.
One time we were in there, some dad is drinking, and his kid is sitting on the couch playing Nintendo DS at this bar.
Man, that's awesome. I love everything about this place right
Nilda's
now.
Nilda's is crazy amazing. It's awesome.
So many watering holes, man, you know? The dive bar. Yeah. I guess it's okay that the dive bar had this day.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. But it's a week, right? Dive Bar Day or Dive Bar
Day? Dive Bar Day.
Oh,
7-7. I think it's because, you know, I think Seagram 7, the whiskey, and 7 Up is a 7-7 drink.
Yeah.
And then July 7th.
So what is 7-7, like a dive bar drink?
I mean, it matches with the day, and then that's a divey drink, so.
Oh, okay.
They're like, yeah.
7-7, that's my Vegas drink.
Yeah?
Because it's like, it's easy to order.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same. It's kind of like ordering a Miller Lite.
That's true.
Because like you said, it's a dive bar kind of drink. It's like, you can't mess this up. Like, just pour that and mix it with that. And so you know they're always going to taste the same. So whenever I go to Vegas, 7-7s. That's what I drink.
I dig it.
All right. We should get out of here before we reveal all of our secrets. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. You can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass and website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube as well. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.